Well, good evening and welcome to White Spot Giants This Week. The month of January continues, and so does the push to the playoffs for the Vancouver Giants. This is White Spot Giants This Week here on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants Sportsnet 650. My name is Dan O'Connor. Hopefully you know that name by now, host of this show, voice of the Vancouver Giants, and a very exciting show coming up for you this evening. Coming up in segment number two, Vancouver Giants host, broadcast host Chris Wall going to stop on the program. We are going to recap a successful weekend, I'm going to say, for the Vancouver Giants. They swept their biggest rivals, the Victoria Royals. Bit of a blip yesterday against the Kamloops Blazers, but all in all, a successful weekend for the Vancouver Giants and a busy month of January upcoming still for the Giants, who have a big Thursday night showdown on the horizon with the Everett Silvertips. We'll talk with Chris Wall about that. Still to come in this segment, we're going to chat with Eric Florchuk, one of the newer members of the Vancouver Giants, and a great start to his Giants career with him. We'll talk to him a little later on in this segment. But to start this show off with a bang, we are going to stick with new members of the Vancouver Giants. On Sunday, January the 5th, the Vancouver Giants made a deal with the Tri-City Americans to acquire a 6'2" forward from Cudworth, Saskatchewan. Just literally turned 18 a few days ago. One of the newest members of the Vancouver Giants, forward Caden Cole from Cudworth, Saskatchewan, joins me on the program. Caden, thanks for taking the time on your day off, my friend, to come on the show and allow us to get to know you a little bit. Bit of a loaded question, I'm sure, but how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
It has been a bit of a whirlwind couple of weeks for you, Caden, I'm sure. But before we dive into that, our senior VP, Dale Sipe, is going to grease me if I don't ask you this question. Does the name Orland Kurtenbach ring any bells to you?
Yeah, it does. He's from Cudworth, and he was the first captain of the our Vancouver Canucks.
Well done, my friend. You hockey royalty in Vancouver, and I'm sure hockey royalty in Cudworth, Saskatchewan. Tell me about the phone call. Tell me about Sunday, January the 5th, your phone, and give us a little bit of information on how that day kind of unfolded for you.
I'm excited. I've heard people say Vancouver is a really nice place to play. Great friendly, just loving it right now.
We're with Caden Cole, newly acquired forward from the Tri-City Americans here on White Spot Giants This Week. Let's talk a little bit about kind of pre-WHL life for you, Caden. Obviously, you grow up, you're playing your bantam hockey in Humboldt, the Tisdale Trojans in the Saskatchewan Midget Hockey League. And then all of a sudden on draft day, your phone rings, you found out you're taken in the first round by the Tri-City Americans. Was it an automatic yes for you to commit to the WHL? Were you tempted to go the college route? Give us a little bit of background on the decision to commit to the Western Hockey League.
No, as a kid, I grew up watching the Blades, and it's kind of always been a dream of mine to play in the WHL, so I didn't really think college. It was just WHL, like, was the thing I always wanted to do as a kid, so.
Awesome. So all of a sudden then you make your WHL debut last season as a 16-year-old with the Tri-City Americans. You get into 56 games, 28 games with them this season, starting to get a little more familiar, starting to get a little more comfortable with day-to-day life in the Western Hockey League. For a fan, Caden, who's maybe just starting to get a bit of a glimpse of fans going to notice about your game.
I'm physical. I try and get the boys and physical on the forecheck, get the puck to players, and yeah, that's basically my game.
Well, growing up, watching the NHL, heck, even watching the WHL, Caden, was there a player that you looked at, player that you kind of tried to maybe model your game after a little bit?
Yeah, for sure. In the NHL, the player I tried to model my game after was Jamie Benn, playing like a power forward like that.
We are with Caden Cole, one of the newest members of the Vancouver Giants here on White Spot Giants This Week. You talked a little bit about some of the things that you had heard about Vancouver and about the Vancouver Giants. Great place to play, great place to live. bit of a culture shock, perhaps, going from Kennewick, Washington to the lower mainland of British Columbia? Or has the transition been maybe even easier than you expected?
Oh, no, it's been really different. Even the switch from my town of 700 people in Saskatchewan to Kennewick and then here is just insane. It's just way bigger than what I'm really used to. But I don't know, it's a pretty easy transition. I think I'm really getting used to it.
What do you remember about games against the Vancouver Giants, Caden, when you played with the Tri-City Americans? What kind of stood out to you about the Giants games last year, games even this season? What do you remember about the Giants when you were an opponent?
They were just super, super fast. Like, they were always on their toes, stretching guys, always looking for the next one, and really good D-zone, too. Like, last year, they were, like, up there for, like, one of the least goals scored on them, like goals against. So they're a really defensive team, always defense first, but very fast to go on offense.
Well, I think it's been a strong start for you with the Vancouver Giants. You've gotten your name on the score sheet a couple of times. You're kind of finding some chemistry with the likes of Zach Ostapchuk, playing with Holden Katzelay, Michael Vasnika, and a few of those guys. What, in your mind, Caden, have been some of the factors that have kind of enabled you to have some early success? Is it that fresh start? Is it just kind of wiping the slate clean a little bit for you? Or can you point your finger at a tangible reason for maybe why things are working out so well for you so early here with Vancouver?
I don't know. I think it's just a fresh start. I'm playing a lot more, and it's just a good fresh start. And yeah, I was able to get a couple of points.
Assists for you now in 5 games with the Vancouver Giants. We're with Caden Cole. He's a +2. He's got weekend, Caden. Friday night at home against the Victoria Royals. The fanfare with the alumni in the building. And then you go on to defeat the Victoria Royals by a 4 from the very first drop of the puck on Friday night at home. The Giants were not some of the things that you noticed as a player that worked well for you on that Friday night.
Always our way, like, with the boys just, like, we're getting pucks really gelling for the guys.
Well, I don't necessarily want to learn. It was a very physical game, a rivalry game, to say the least. But or was it Noah Lamb challenging you? What happened there?
Well, he came in to hit me. He wants to go, and he said, "Yeah, just how it happened."
A lot of us, Caden, were kind of building that game up, knowing that the Victoria Royals were going to have a response. Victoria, fresh off a win, never easy to beat the same team in back-to-back nights. And second period, what worked so well for the Giants Saturday in Victoria?
Once again, like, everything was just working out for them. Vic also had 4 games in 5 days, so they were pretty tired.
You outshot the Victoria Royals 23-3. You might have to go, was able to accomplish something like that. Yeah. But, I mean, take me onto the bench in a situation like that, goal after goal after goal. Is that a situation where the coach keep it going or and from a player standpoint, is that kind of the idea, the kind of the play in their zone for as long as possible?
Yeah, like, when that's happening, everything is going that way, and then like, you always want to be in the ozone, and like, every time you get off the ice, you're just ready to get back out there when goals are just going in like that.
Just a few more questions for Caden Cole here on White Spot Giants this week here on Sportsnet 650. Yesterday, Caden, I mean, the Kamloops Blazers, I think credit where credit is due. They're the top team in the BC division for a reason. They've had a wonderful season, all of those things. But 3rd game in 3 days for both teams, a couple of early penalty calls at the start. I'm not looking to get anybody fined here with this question, but kind of a tough way to start the game where you're killing so many penalties in the first period. Now that you've had a night to sleep on it, what were some of your takeaways from last night's game?
Well, I think, like, going on the ferry really, like, messed us up because you can't really, like, sleep on the bus in the ferry. So, like, we didn't really have too much sleep. We had kind of a slow start, and we're always chasing this. Got some bad penalties, and you can't win the game when you're always in the box, and I think that's what really killed us, because they got 3 goals in the first there, and then we held them off until the third, but then we were just trying to force goals and they capitalized one. But yeah, I think just like a lack of sleep, and that's really about it, and our slow start.
Were you encouraged at all, though, by periods 2 and 3, and maybe looking ahead, knowing you're going to be facing Kamloops twice more in the month of January, still maybe a kind of a thought in the back of your mind where you're right there with them?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we showed in the second and third period, 5-on-5, and then we'll get them next time.
And just to look ahead, Caden, now to this week, you get the day off today, Thursday night. I think you're the only team going that night, the only game in town, as far as tips, based on your time with the Tri-City Americans. Tell me about playing against them, the challenges that they present.
They're a fast, physical team, and if you manage the puck well, they make you pay. They're pretty fast, and they got some good guys that can really score goals.
And just lastly, Caden, before we let you go, I mean, again, your time with the Vancouver Giants is still very new, very fresh. But even after being around the guys for 2 weeks, I mean, am I right in thinking that just to kind of bring it all home, there is a comfort, there is a an enjoyment factor that you're experiencing? I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but even just based on this conversation, I'm getting the impression that that you're happy here, you're feeling confident, you're feeling good about your game, and you're feeling good about the general direction of where this Vancouver Giants team is heading down the road.
Yeah, for sure. I really like the group of guys. They were really nice to me when I first came. Got some really good friends already, and yeah, I'm really happy to be here, and I think we're going to really come together in playoffs and go for a little run.
The radio guy's not bad too, right?
Yeah. Great guy.
Caden Cole from Cudworth, Saskatchewan, the newest member of the Vancouver Giants here on White Spot Giants This Week. Really appreciate you taking the time, my friend. Go and enjoy the rest of your day off. Thanks for doing this, and we'll look forward to catching up with you this week ahead of Thursday's game with the Everett Silvertips.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Moving right along, great conversation with Caden Cole. Appreciate him taking the time to spend some of his Monday with us. And moving right into another fellow that has had a very interesting 2 weeks, we'll say, but really the past week in the life of Eric Florchuk has been busy, to say the least. But what a start it has been for him with his new team, the Vancouver Giants, coming in to this week. 7 points in his first 5 games with the Vancouver Giants, including a hat trick Friday night against the Victoria Royals. Very pleased to welcome Eric Florchuk to the conversation right now here on White Spot Giants This Week. Eric, thanks for doing this. I realize that 3 and 3s, there's fatigue, there's all that stuff that goes into it. It means a lot that you'll take some time on your Monday to hop on the show, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Let's talk a little bit about the weekend before we dive into kind of the past week as a whole in your life. Friday night at home, former team in the building, a 4-1 win for the Vancouver Giants. You get 3 of the goals. What a way to kick off the weekend. What did you like about the way your team played Friday night against the Victoria Royals?
Just the way we stuck with it. I mean, we lost 5 in a row prior to our game Friday, and I think a lot of guys were kind of a little bit down in the dumps about it, but at the end of the day, I think we just kind of all but pulled together Friday, and you know what, stuck with it the whole game, and we got the 2 points needed.
I know you are the kind of guy, Eric, that's going to be extremely quick to deflect any credit. You're going to praise your line mates. You're going to praise your new teammates. So let's do that first. What worked so well that night, and really what has worked so well for you in the past 3 games with Milos Roman and Cole Shepard?
Again, back to playing simple and managing the puck. You know, Roman found me twice there on Friday in the slot. Set me up twice for two beautiful chances to score, which I put in the back of the net, which was nice. And yeah, having Cole, a young guy, he can move the puck, skate. You know, it's nice to have him as well. And the line's kind of just been clicking recently, so hopefully we can continue that.
The 3-goal performance, I have to ask you about it. Your second hat trick of the season, Eric, is it made any sweeter whatsoever, given the fact that it came against a former team of yours, or did that really not even enter your thought process? All that really matters is the 2 points and the win, no matter who it's against.
Yeah, you know what? 2 points is more important, but it's nice to get it against a former team and a few buddies on the other side to have some to joke with them about it. But yeah, you know, it's kind of especially nice getting three, including my first one in a Vancouver Giants jersey too.
So the next night, Eric, you go to the island. Given the way Friday's game unfolded with the fanfare, with the scraps, with the energy in the building, we all kind of built up Saturday's rematch, and the Giants not only, you know, followed up that performance with a wonderful win, but it was a convincing one at that, going into Victoria and winning that game 6-2. Tell me about the confidence gained from the rematch and just the positives that accompanied that 6-2 win the next night on the island.
I think, you know, we're finally starting to find the back of the net. I know against Victoria, we were averaging a goal against leading up to Friday until we finally kind of broke that, putting four in the net. So leading into Saturday, we kind of had to continue it. We started Friday night and build off that.
Eric Florchuk, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week, newly acquired forward, acquired just before the trade deadline from the Vancouver Giants in a trade with the Saskatoon Blades. Yesterday's game, Eric, a bit of an anomaly. 3-3 is always a bit dicey, depending on kind of the circumstances, but you know, not trying to get anybody fined here, but a tough way to start, having to kill four penalties in the first period. I was impressed that Michael Dick afterwards, very quick to call the weekend a positive one, given the 2-1 mark. What do you take away from last night's game against the Kamloops Blazers? And am I right in thinking that the mindset is still very glass half full as you get set for this week and the Everett Silvertips Thursday night?
Yeah, you know, we can't discredit ourselves for yesterday's game. You know, we kind of put ourselves in the hole early. I mean, that's what you can't do against a team that likes to score. So, and when you're shorthanded for half the first period, it kind of puts you in a hole and you got to fight your way out of it pretty quick. So, moving forward, I think we just got to learn that, you know, we can't give a team with that good of a power play that much opportunity.
So let's talk a little bit more about the real-life aspect of everything that's gone on for you in the past week or so. Of course, your phone rings about 10 days ago. You're told the news that you're trading, that you're heading west back to Vancouver from Saskatoon. In previous interviews with me, I know you were very quick to credit Saskatoon. You enjoyed your time there. You loved your billets out there. So it's never an easy conversation, but tell me about the reaction that day, and maybe fast forward to today. Am I right in thinking that there's a little more comfort, there's a little more familiarity now, and that's kind of helped the transition to the Vancouver Giants?
Yeah, you know, I kind of got right into the action when I got traded, flew right to Spokane to join the team down there, and first day I was playing a game rather than practicing and learning everything, so kind of jumped right into everything there for the Friday-Saturday game with Spokane back-to-back. So then having this past week to kind of practice and learn all the systems, get a little more familiarity, it was great.
So with all of that said, you get a chance to get in some games that week of practice that you touched on. Then all of a sudden you're... the humor aspect of it, kind of waiting for your gear to arrive on Friday, and then the crazy travel with the highways getting back there. Instinct kind of takes over in that situation, right? I mean, you don't have a chance to learn the systems, but you've been playing this game your whole life. You go out there, and all of a sudden it's just kind of one of those things where instinct takes over, you put yourself in the right spot, and you still manage to have a successful opening pair of games.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be too worried about being out of place, especially when you're jumping right into things. You kind of just got to stick to it, I guess, kind of go with the flow. But you know what? The coaches and guys were helpful with kind of just giving me tips here and there, a little bit of info on what we're doing exactly. So, and as the games went on, they kind of touched on it more and more, so I got a little more comfortable as the first two games went on.
Eric Florchuk, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week. Can we go back to draft day 2018, the NHL draft? The final pick of the entire draft, the Washington Capitals select you, 217th overall, round 7. Can you take me through the emotions of that day? Were you expecting to be picked? Were you hoping to be picked? When it got into the later rounds, was there anger? Was there excitement? Take me through the roller coaster of NHL draft day, Eric, and then the excitement when that phone rang and you learned that you were heading to the Washington Capitals.
Yeah, it was a bit of a longer day. I was told I was going to go, and I was just hoping I'd go. You know what? It's like you can do when you're a kid, just hope to go. If you're not a, you know, a top three, you never know what can happen. So kind of as the day went on, the draft went on, I was just getting a little more nervous in that seventh round. Finally came out a little disappointed. Just kind of leaving the TV to go see what my brother was up to. And you know what? Dad stuck with it. Ended up seeing my name called with a 218th pick. And you know what? As soon as that name was called, a lot of excitement came.
Since then, you've gotten a chance to go to several NHL camps, and the familiarity certainly with Alex Canuck-Liepert comes to mind. Based on your time at pro camp, Eric, can you talk a little bit about the glaring differences up there compared to junior, and how maybe, you know, 2 years worth of NHL camps now have helped you transition back to junior, and kind of lessons gained from your time up at the NHL?
Yeah, just one, the biggest thing I think every player sees is just how fast the game is at the next level, just the pace of everything, and even how hard guys are on sticks and bodies. So, you know, I think coming back to junior, you know, you got to keep that with you, what you learn at the pro camps, and you got to continue to grow on it down here in junior.
Just a few more questions for Eric Florchuk here on White Spot Giants this week. You're coming off a 2-1 week. You've got the Everett Silvertips coming up. Right now, the BC division, bit of a logjam, and the Giants, to their credit, put themselves right back within striking distance of the Kelowna Rockets for that top three spot in the BC division. Just a thought, Eric, about what life kind of looks like. Are there any glaring differences that come to mind when you're playing in the Western Conference versus the Eastern Conference, or really based on the competition, based on everything, are there more similarities or more differences?
You know what, I like to say that every game in the West, it's almost like you're playing your rival. That's always one of those closer games. You know what, there's not going to be many blowouts. It's pretty much every game's like a playoff game, I find, in the second half or in the Western Conference. So, you know what, we got to be prepared to play everyone, because, you know, it's hard to win games in this league. So we got to be ready and continue building for playoffs.
Tell me a little bit about the mindset going into Thursday night, the 7:30 tilt with the Everett Silvertips, knowing where they're at, knowing the challenges that they present to the Giants, but knowing the confidence that you guys have based on the weekend that you just experienced.
We just got to build off and continue what we did from this weekend. I think if we stay out of the box and don't let their power play generate any momentum for them or offense, I think we'll be great. Just got to build off, manage pucks, and I think we'll be fine.
Well, Eric, it has been wonderful watching you play. I know I speak for many when I say that the Eric Florchuk era with the Vancouver Giants is off to a wonderful start, and we're really pleased to have you on board. Thank you very much again for taking the time to come on the show tonight. Enjoy the transition to day-to-day life with the Vancouver Giants, and I hope we can have another conversation like this soon.
No worries. Thank you.
Still to come, Chris Wall, host of the Vancouver Giants games on Sportsnet 650, stops by to break down the weekend and tee up what lies ahead for the Vancouver Giants. The show continues right after this. This is White Spot Giants This Week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Vancouver Giants, Sportsnet 650. Welcome back to White Spot Giants This Week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Vancouver Giants. We are on Sportsnet 650. A big thanks to both Caden Cole and Eric Florchuk for spending some time on the show in segment number one, learning a lot about the two newest forwards for the Vancouver Giants. Really enjoyed those conversations. And the Giants coming off a 2-1 weekend, back-to-back victories over the Victoria Royals, and then a bit of a roadblock of sorts yesterday against the Kamloops Blazers. But to break that all down and to talk a little bit about the weekend and what lies ahead for the Vancouver Giants, extremely pleased to welcome to the show a fellow who has been a vital component of the Vancouver Giants radio broadcast this season, and for that matter, last season as well. He is the radio broadcast host of the Vancouver Giants games on Sportsnet 650. You can also hear his news updates on Sportsnet and News 1130. Extremely pleased to welcome Chris Wall to the show. Chris, thanks for doing this, my friend. It's been a busy weekend, I know, for you with hockey, both playing and watching it, but to come on the show today, it's greatly appreciated, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Daniel. Good to be aboard.
Well, the weekend. Michael Dick last night was very quick to maintain that it was a good weekend and a successful one for the Vancouver Giants, and I'm really glad that he was, because yesterday's result aside, Chris, to go 2-1, to beat your rival in back-to-back nights, I would certainly suggest right off the hop that the glass is more half full than half empty right now for this Vancouver Giants team. Your thoughts?
I'd agree with that, and I think, you know, this weekend was critical. Obviously, you get Bo and Byram back from a 10-game absence for the World Juniors. You're celebrating Justin Sortif's achievement at the Top Prospects game over in Hamilton. But more importantly, you're playing a Victoria team that you could argue has been the surprise of the Western Conference this year, hovering in second place in the BC Division. And to win emphatically both on home ice and then on the island the next night, I think goes a long way toward, you know, just the preparation that Michael Dick had in getting these guys ready to have some success against a team that has kind of had their number this year. You know, you go back to Saturday's game in Victoria, there's been so much grousing about the power play this year for the Vancouver Giants, but all of a sudden you score four times on the power play in Victoria. All of a sudden you've got, what, eight power play goals in your last five games. You know, maybe now we're starting to see a little bit of a turnaround in that respect, and certainly it's a positive sign. I always like to throw 3-3 weekends, the Sunday games, a little bit out of the window, just because you really never know what you're dealing with, and both teams were in that situation on Sunday. But at the end of the day, to go 2-1 and to take four of a possible 6 points, you have to look at the positives, and I'm sure they are today.
Friday night, against the Victoria Royals, Chris, I think that there was just an energy in the building that night, and it might have had to do with Scott Bonner and of course, with the alumni in attendance. I mean, I know from the Vancouver Giants' standpoint, it was a big night, a night where they really wanted things to go well as far as the pregame ceremony, and obviously a good result on the ice would only magnify that further. But when you look at how things unfolded Friday, we could go so many different directions with this, but let's start with the return of Bowen Byram. What did you notice from him in that game and kind of the trickle effect that it had on the Vancouver Giants collectively?
He just looked calm to me. You know, when he came back from Colorado in September, Dan, I thought that maybe he was trying to do a little bit too much with and without the puck. It was a little bit frantic at times, and yeah, okay, maybe there's an adjustment there from adjusting to NHL speeds and playing with men to coming back to junior hockey and playing with 16 to 20-year-olds. But he just looked so poised. And we asked Michael Dick after the game on Friday night, and he said he thought Friday was the best game that Bowen Byram has played in a Vancouver Giant uniform all year. So, you know, I think there was certainly, you could argue that on his perspective, there was probably an air of anticipation when it came to going to the Czech Republic and taking part in the World Juniors. And now that that's all done and dusted, there's no pressure anymore on having to make that team or having to perform on the international stage. Now he can turn his focus to the Giants. And I think to come back and to have the kind of performance, yeah, maybe he didn't put up the kind of points that we might have been used to seeing from Bowen Byram at times over the past year and a half, but his play away from the puck like stood volumes to me, and it's an encouraging sign for a group that at times has had a bit of a youth movement on the back end, and to have him back and injecting a little bit of leadership and a little bit of that talent is certainly beneficial.
One last thought there, Chris. You said something interesting, because when Bowen Byram made the Canadian World Junior team, I will say that I was pleasantly surprised to learn at the very end of the tournament that Bowen Byram led Canada in average ice time, you know, played more than any defenseman in the gold medal game. And this is a player that had 70-plus points offensively last season, and yet he was trusted for Hockey Canada to play the biggest and most responsible defensive minutes. We are seeing a bit of a defensive evolution for Bowen Byram, and that, I think, is really going to maybe help him next season when it comes to a potential roster spot on the Colorado Avalanche.
Oh, it's huge. And I think at times, especially last year, I think he made a lot of things he did in his own zone look really easy at the WHL level, and that just speaks to the talent that he has. But, you know, it's kind of funny to see his progression through that tournament too, because if you remember back early in the tournament against the United States in the loss to Russia, he was planted on that third pair. He wasn't playing a lot, but as the tournament went on, you know, gained the confidence of the coaches, and in those tight games, you know, they were able to lean on him, and certainly that experience will pay off this season. And, yeah, like you said, certainly next when he tries to make that Colorado team again.
Eric Florchuk, Chris, a revelation, certainly. Since he joined the Vancouver Giants, you can just see the upside. A big package going to Saskatoon in exchange for him, no doubt. But you look at what he's been able to do with 7 points in his first 5 games as a Vancouver Giant. I'm convinced I see what Barkley Parnetta and Pete Toigo had kind of zeroed in on, but give me your sense. First time seeing him live up close and in person on Friday, what a performance.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Friday was pretty much the first chance I got to see him in person in a Giant uniform, and boy, didn't that night start off well for him. What was it, 3.5 minutes into the first period? Scoring the opening goal on a pass from Milos Roman. But the thing that struck me about that goal, not just where it was labeled into the top corner, but the fact that it was on his stick and off his stick so fast, so quickly. And, you know, for me, this is a guy with a big body, a big frame, who's a veteran presence in the league. He's got 200-plus games under his belt, and is able to flesh out that top six. So, you know, Michael Dick now can mix or match that top six however he sees fit, however sees these guys going. And now that you're quote-unquote more than a one-line team, well, that enables some of your guys to get better matchups against other teams' defense pairings, and it enables your younger guys to maybe be planted a little bit more in that third and fourth line role where they might have a better opportunity to succeed. But Florchuk, I mean, you said it, he's certainly been a huge acquisition for this team and has definitely helped out the power play, like we've talked about. And, you know, certainly you can't realistically expect him to necessarily keep up the pace that he's kept up for the first 5 games of his Vancouver Giants career, but it's certainly a great start.
Chris, what do you think of Caden Cole? Certainly not that acquisition isn't going to get necessarily the same press clippings as the Florchuk move, given the difference in age, NHL draft pedigree, etc. But we had Caden Cole on in the first segment. Well-spoken young man. He's excited for the new lease on life and kind of a fresh start with a new team here in Vancouver. And I think that Caden Cole certainly has the frame. He has the body, and I think he's got the attitude to become a dependable Michael Dick type player. Again, I realize the sample size is small, but what has stood out to you early on about Caden Cole?
He reminds me a little bit of Owen Hardy in that he's a big body and he's willing to add a little bit of sandpaper to his game. You know, had the fight on Friday night. And you say what you want about physicality and hockey becoming a skill and a speed game, but you have to be able to stand up for your teammates, and you have to be able to play, use your body to your advantage, especially as we get closer to the playoffs and the checking becomes tighter and there's less and less room out there. And so this is a guy that I think, you know, Michael Dick will be able to lean on going down the stretch as one of those energy guys who can come in, use his body, and wear the other team down. as time goes on. And if you get into a playoff series where you're playing against the same team five, six, seven times in a row, that kind of stuff might not show up on the score sheet, but it can end up paying dividends as the series goes on, just based on the number of bruises that you're able to inflict.
Chris Wall, my guest here on White Spot Giants this week, as the Vancouver Giants coming off a 2-1 weekend, back-to-back victories against the Victoria Royals, a blip yesterday against the Kamloops Blazers on the finale of the 3-3 home games coming up for the Giants this weekend against the Everett Silvertips and the Kelowna Rockets. Glancing at the BC Division standings right now, Chris, intriguing is an understatement, I think, when you consider the fact now that the Vancouver Giants started the weekend 7 points back of Kelowna with three games in hand. They are now 3 points back of Kelowna, still with those two games in hand, and a Rockets team that's decimated with injury, a Giants team that I think is feeling good about themselves. Give me your sense on the... I mean, if you're the top four teams in the BC division right now, you got Kamloops at the top, Victoria, Kelowna, and Vancouver. Give me about 30 seconds on each general manager right now and how they must be feeling after the weekend that they've just had.
Well, we'll start at the top. Matt Bardsley in Kamloops has to be feeling pretty good about his team. I think I saw the stat today since the big line brawl with the Kelowna Rockets 10 days ago or what have you. They've outscored their opponents 31-6. I mean, I'm just looking at their home and away splits. They're 17-4-1 at home, outscoring their opponents 105-42 at the Sandman Center. I mean, a plus 63 in 22 home games is crazy. And when you've got the kind of pedigree they've got in their top six, they're going to be a tough team to break down and to keep off the scoreboard as we go down the stretch and into the playoffs. Victoria, I said it earlier, I think they're the surprise of the division. I'm not sure a lot was expected of the Royals at the start of the season, but, you know, Dan Price has his team buying in. You've watched them play multiple times. They're a team that will get their bodies in front of everything and play to Dan Price's defensive structure. And reading some of the clippings from Cameron Hope following the big trade for Braden Tracy, he alluded to the fact that his players and the way they've played to start the first half of the season made that trade possible, because all of a sudden the Royals became buyers, and they're going to be a tough out, especially if they get home ice in the first round. Look at Kelowna. Yeah, they're decimated by injuries, but boy, it just seems like for whatever reason something hasn't clicked there, and they've made a ton of changes. They brought in almost an entirely new 20-year-old crop, but I guess if you're going to go through any kind of a struggle, Dano, you would rather do it 44 games into the season than into the playoffs, and especially into the Memorial Cup, which we all know the Rockets and Bruce Hamilton's group are hosting at the end of May. It'd be interesting to see what happens with this Kelowna group once they get healthy, because like you said, they are missing a lot of bodies, and I think an underrated one that not a lot of attention is being given is Sean Comrie on the back end. For the Giants, it kind of looks like they've got their team now. And we talked about the changes they made in late November. We talked about the early December trade with the Medicine Hat Tigers and now the additions that they brought in at the deadline. This is the first weekend, this past weekend, where we've kind of gotten to see what the Giants' second half slash playoff group is going to look like. And now you go into this weekend where you get Everett on Thursday. That's going to be a huge test. And then you get Kelowna home and away, a team that the Giants have matched up well and played well against this season. All of a sudden, it's not inconceivable to say that by this time next week, we're looking at Vancouver in third place in the BC division and Kelowna, the Memorial Cup host, in fourth.
I'm looking at the Kelowna Rocket injury report right now. Bazran day-to-day. Nolan Foot still week-to-week. Kindry, 4 weeks. Kyle Topping, 1 week. So Topping could be a returnee. Lewiski day-to-day, Wong day-to-day, Comrie still about 2 weeks away. So you throw Topping back into the equation, Lewiski and Wong and Bazran potentially back in, and they are certainly a different Rockets team than they were this weekend, Chris. But we are looking at a reality where next weekend, that home-and-home with the Kelowna Rockets, as important a regular season game between the Giants and Rockets that we've maybe seen in many, many years. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just a few more questions for you, Chris, and we'll let you get on with your Monday here on White Spot Giants this week. The Everett Silvertips Thursday night. They are a team, of course, that they're in a bit of U.S. division purgatory, I think, right now, when you consider how well the Portland Winterhawks are playing above them and yet how far away they are from the team beneath them. I mean, only 10 points, I suppose, but there's a 20-point gap between the Portland Winterhawks and the Spokane Chiefs in that U.S. division. But with that all said, I don't think the Portland Winterhawks are looking forward to a potential seven-game series with the Everett Silvertips. What do you like about the Silvertips? What intrigues you about them when you get set to see them again at the LEC on Friday, or sorry, on Thursday night at 7:30?
Well, Dustin Wolf, first and foremost, 7 shutouts on the year. And Everett, we all know, has been a team that's been built from the net out since Leland Irving was an Everett Silvertip. And, I mean, Dustin Wolf might be the best of the bunch as far as his contributions to that program and to the Western Hockey League. So you've got a rocking goal. You've got a team that typically, again, like Victoria, plays a defense-first structure. But there's some pop up front with this group. And you look at, you know, a guy like Kindop, who's up to 30 goals, there's only 2 or 3 30-goal scorers in the WHL. Cole Fonstad, top 5 in the league in assists, and I think that was an interesting get from Everett to pick Fonstad, the Montreal product from Prince Albert. And, I mean, it's just, they just year after year seem to be just this consistent model, and this year's no different. I mean, yeah, like you said, the U.S. division is pretty wide open right now as far as the gulf between the top three teams and then down into fourth in Seattle, but you know, I don't think that's going to stop Everett from playing their way for the rest of the season. And I think there's perhaps a bit of belief in their room, too, that they might be able to catch Portland if Portland ever loses at home ever again.
If. My last question for you, Chris, is this. When it comes to a bit of a game show type of process with this Vancouver Giants team, are you buying? Are you standing pat kind of right now with the Giants, or are you selling off, metaphorically speaking, as far as kind of are you buying what they're selling, as far as kind of what they've shown you recently, this post-trade deadline roster for the Vancouver Giants? Are they, maybe a better way to phrase the question is, are they trending up, are they trending down, or are they staying the same in your mind?
I'd like to think they're trending upwards. I really do believe that these next 2 weeks are going to tell a lot of the story with how that trend goes, if it stays or if it reverts to the mean. You have 3 big games this week, 2 with the Rockets, 1 with Everett. The next week you got a home and away with Kamloops as well. And I think those 5 games, you look at the last 5 games as perhaps a bit of a package, and the Giants, collect the 2 wins against Victoria and I think picked up, 5 points in the process. I think you look at these next 5 games, if you're able to get 7 or 8 points out of the next 5 games, I think you're feeling really good about yourself. But if you're not, again, it gives you kind of a bit of an indication as where you need to get to with 20 games left in the season in order to be a force and be a threat in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think the pieces are there, but I would personally like to see a little bit more of what we saw this past weekend as far as a bit of sustained momentum. And I think that, really, the ball is in their court, and I think that they've got the tools to handle it, and it'll be interesting to see how this week goes.
You're amazing, my friend. Thank you very much for taking the time to come out on this show. Your analysis and your contributions to the broadcast are positively felt every single time, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thanks for doing this, and we'll see you Thursday night.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
That is Chris Wall, Vancouver Giants radio broadcast host here on Sportsnet 650 and White Spot Giants this week. That is going to do it for another edition of White Spot Giants this week. A huge thanks to Chris Wall for spending segment number 2 with us, and the 2 newest Vancouver Giants, Eric Florchuk and Caden Cole, for their efforts and their conversation in segment number one. Please join us on Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. The Vancouver Giants take to the ice at home against the Everett Silvertips. It is going to be a big-time game that night, and then a home-and-home coming up the following couple days with the Kelowna Rockets. My name is Dan O'Connor. Thank you very much for tuning in and making White Spot Giants this week a part of your Monday evening. Until next time, we'll talk soon. This has been a presentation of White Spot Giants This Week on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants, Sportsnet 650.